something strange in your neighborhood.
Ah, Sammy, man.
Slamming Sammy Phillips.
Conway and Whitman, we are live on Halloween night, 97.1 Free FM. Conway's out tonight. Sam Phillips is filling in for Tim. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. You were mentioning to me that you were actually, which I appreciate, you were listening to our show last night.
Yes, Brian David Whitman, I was. And Crystal called in. You had a chick who called in who I thought was interesting. She said that...
Now, wait, you...
Yeah. Me, Sam Phillips.
Were in the frame of mind during to actually remember the caller's name?
Yes. I remember most callers.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I've got a photographic memory.
I do remember Crystal, actually, because we were talking last night about chicks who use Halloween as like a day to just kind of dress up like a whore.
Yeah, it's the one day that every chick is allowed to look like a prostitute or a porn star.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's A-okay. But this Crystal chick said that girls who dress slutty on Halloween at work have problems in their relationships. And I think that's fascinating.
Yeah, that was her theory, actually, yeah. Was that like if a girl comes into or a woman comes into work and she's dressed up as, you know, like a French maid or whatever. She's got like her boobs hanging out.
Naughty nurse.
Right. All those costumes that she's really got problems in her relationship.
No, I think she's showing off the goods. She's like, yeah, you want a piece of this? It's taken, MRFers. That's right. Look at it. Look at it long and hard. You can't have it. It's taken. I've got a man.
Really? You think that's what it is?
Oh, yeah. We love to just display our assets and our goods and taunt and tantalize you guys.
Well, I want to talk to guys who's, you know, if your wife or your girlfriend, you know, left the house today dressed like a hua. Now, I don't want to name names. And Gina, we're not going to name names. The conversation we had off the air will be edited for broadcast, all right?
Okay.
All right. But here at the radio station, at CBS Radio.
Yes, love this place.
I do, too. And today was it was a day to behold here. There were at least two, arguably...
Five.
Okay. Women who work here who are married, or at least one of them is married. The other one, I think, is in a long-term, lives with her boyfriend.
Well, I would say there was a strong four of them, and half of them were married.
And can I just say that we have the hottest sales girls at our station.
They're pretty cute, yeah.
I mean, really, it's phenomenal looking.
No, totally. Everybody, you know, is very attractive.
They could all be like hats.
Yeah.
That's how good-looking they are.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very hot. Gina even said to me, and by the way, Gina is no prude. I mean, Gina,
oh, no.
You know, I mean, look
Gina's
at how she's
gorgeous.
She's
look
dressed here.
She's dressed in a mini skirt, a hot little
stockings,
midriff bearing, a breast bearing little jacket, all in yellow.
Yep.
Thigh high socks, a little yellow headband. That's sexy.
But Gina commented to me off the air about how some in our broadcast family,
yes,
might have actually, some of these women actually might have themselves.
Cross the line.
Overdone it today, and especially when they're married or they've got a boyfriend who they live with, that they just took it too far.
Can you give me an outfit?
Yeah. Well, there was a couple. There was like a sexy like Minnie Mouse, and this was bizarre. There was almost like, I don't know what she was trying to be, but it was almost like a sexy like foghorn leghorn.
It was very strange. It was.
It was bizarre.
It was very strange. It was
like
very
a
strange.
Sexy rooster, and then like a sexy... like clown with a tutu, but like a bozo wig, but like one of those sequin bras.
Right.
See, none of this sounds
like,
inappropriate
what?
To me. That all sounds like creative ways to look kind of cool and sexy.
But a sequin bra, Sam?
Now,
like CBS corporate?
Well, I mean, our boss, Jack Silver, I mean,
yeah, he
highly
set the new standard.
Yeah, I was going to say highly inappropriate outfit.
Right, well, his outfit, we can't mention his outfit.
You can't.
But,
so that sets the bar. Okay, so if our boss is allowed, you know,
that's
all, it's open door here.
That's true, but I wouldn't want to be like, if I was married, and I'm not mentioning any of the women who work here by name.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not, you know, because I don't want to get into names. But if I were the husband of...
I'd be very proud.
Gina says four or five. I think maybe two really overdid it. If I was the husband...
of either one of those?
I would kind of have to...
Yeah,
I'll tell you a couple of things. Number one,
yeah.
I would be... In my mind, when she left the house, I would be like, what in the... like? Where,
you know
what? Where
I
is she going
I guarantee
like that?
You they did not leave the house in those outfits. They came to work and got dressed here. That way, you don't have a boyfriend or a husband seeing what you're leaving the house wearing.
Oh, so you think there are chicks who actually have to, they hide their costume from their husband?
Well, I'm not saying that they necessarily hide it. It's just like, why sort of start a fight? You know, especially if they're going to work and I'm doing my day and Bryan went when you're doing your day. And
but then the hot thing is, though, I mean, if you're able to, you know, I mean, if she's coming home, I mean, imagine those outfits. I mean, you know, for the, you know.
Yeah. If she left in the outfit, then you can fantasize about banging her all day long. And when she finally gets home in that outfit, hey, live out the fantasy.
Well, that Halloween sex is really the best. I mean, not that I've had it in many Halloweens gone by. But, you know, if she's in a really hot outfit and...
What if you're dressed as stuffed animals?
No.
That's not so hot.
No. But if she's like in that French maid outfit or like you could, you know, 520-9710 is our number or 888-520-9710. Guys, give us a call and tell us what your chick dressed as today. Maybe she did like Little Red Riding Hood and you're kind of like really into that. It's a double-edged sword. And this is why I say that. Mm-hmm. Because she leaves the house. And in the case of some of our coworkers today that Gina was commenting on, I'll put this off on Gina. It's not like I brought this up.
Yeah, no, clearly.
To the guys who are not their boyfriends or husbands, who they work with, it's kind of like an interesting day.
Yeah, it was a very tantalizing day.
Well, you know, there's a perk to working here at CBS Radio, and that's Halloween.
Well, and I think that everyone's pretty informal here, but, like, some girls took it, you know, to the windows.
I got to tell I ate dinner on Santa Monica Boulevard. Not on the Boulevard, but at the Boulevard Lounge earlier before coming in for your shift, Bryan. And I saw some really cool outfits because it's not just a bunch of, you know, gay guys walking down the street. There's hot chicks. There's about 800,000 people in West Hollywood right now celebrating Halloween.
Right.
I saw a little Bo Peep. Very sexy.
Oh, that's a hot outfit. Yeah.
I saw Pocahontas.
Mm, I always like that.
Okay, yeah. Really hot. I saw a sexy nurse, or two or three. Definitely a couple chicks just in corsets and G-strings and high heels walking down the street.
Yeah. Now, okay. Now, that's what I want to focus on. What's that outfit? Now, I understand.
That's a playmate.
Okay. Because if you're Strawberry Shortcake or you're doing something like that, if you're Pocahontas, like if you're...
If you have a theme...
Right.
Right.
That I understand. Right. But if you're just dressed like a whore at work, I mean, if they say to you, what's your costume? You say, oh, I'm just a whore. No, I mean, because that's what it... I'm not being mean.
I have an idea.
But that's what it looks like.
So you're wearing a corset at work and stockings and cute little panties. You're a lingerie model. You're dressed as a lingerie model.
Right. I would prefer my wife if I were married. Yeah. Right. I would prefer my wife go to the office, you know, dressed as something a little less...
Like as Barney?
No, a little less
whorish. Completely covered?
No, just a little less whorish.
Okay, give me an idea of an outfit that you wouldn't mind. Say we're together. What would you not mind me walking out of the house in tonight?
Like a nurse, if you were going to be a nurse or something.
You don't think that's sexy?
Well, it's sexy. Yeah, it's sexy, but it's not over the top. And a lot of guys are at work, were at work today, and chicks came in with over the top hot costumes. Maybe you're a single dude. And maybe at the office, you know, at the office costume party, by the way.
Do you think there's any hookups?
Well, I certainly would hope so. I would certainly hope there would be a hookup or two.
In the maintenance room, the broom closet?
Maybe you had sex with Pocahontas today. Maybe you had sex with Strawberry Shortcake today.
See, I think it would be hot if everybody was masked and you didn't know who it was and then you hooked up. Like, you're just hooking up with a random coworker.
You're a freak.
I'm a whore. Yeah. See, that's why I didn't dress up. I figured, why dress what I am? I just be myself.
Our number is 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. A couple of questions. Are you a guy who is uncomfortable about the way your wife or your girlfriend went to work today in terms of the way she dressed today?
In costume, yeah.
Because here at CBS, I would have to believe there's 2 to 5 husbands and or live-in boyfriends associated with this particular company,
right,
who were scratching their heads today wondering, how am I letting my chick out of the house dressed like that?
I think there is 2 to 5 husbands or boyfriends saying, what time are you getting home?
And then there's that. So that's the other side. That's the other side of the coin. So we can talk about the other side of the coin, which is she comes home and you have that hot Halloween sex, depending upon, well, you know, whatever her outfit is, you know. You know, if it's, you know, like that French maid outfit or whatever it is.
But, you know, it's not just women. Guys dress all sexy, quite frankly. I mean, maybe not the guys that you'd, you know, hang out with, but like the ones on Santa Monica Boulevard. I got to tell you, they're bearing more skin than the chicks are. I'm just saying.
Right, but they're gay dudes. Most of those guys are. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, you know, you don't have to be just a chick to be all slutty. You could be a guy, too.
Well, I don't know that there were any examples.
Were there any inappropriately dressed guys at the station today?
Well, now that you mention it, there was actually one guy with a really nice body who called himself Shower Boy, and he didn't have anything on but a towel.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Yeah.
That's hot. See?
Shower Boy?
Shower Boy.
What department does Shower Boy work at here at the station?
Ironically, I'm almost positive he's in HR.
This place is a freak show. It really is. It's a freak show here.
I think this is the greatest place on earth to work.
All right, let's talk about these these sexy costumes. 520-9710.
What's the sexiest one you saw today?
Or 888-520-9710. 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. Maybe you're a guy who admittedly has lost a little bit of control over your wife or your girlfriend, and she went to the insurance company today dressed as, Pocahontas.
A sexy devil. I like the angel ones. See, that's when you can get away with wearing a corset and just a G-string, is if you have wings.
Well, like that Victoria's Secret. That's a hot costume.
See?
That's one of the hottest ones. Also, I like the French maid is really my favorite.
I mean, bet you like the French maid.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to choose a favorite, that would be it.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, would you act out like French maid fantasies with your chick when she came home?
Well, yes.
Would you have her clean stuff?
No cleaning. We don't require any cleaning. But it's
cleaning the pipes.
It's hot. It's hot at home later on in the evening. But you're at work doing at Caltrans. She's at the insurance company, and all the guys who all the reps who work there alongside her 364 days a year, they're getting very hot for her look at work today. I know that was the case here at the station. I know that was the case.
But I don't think any guy thought it was inappropriate the way any chick was dressed. I think guys want chicks to dress hot and sexy on Halloween.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. We want that, but just not if it's your wife or your
girlfriend.
Exactly.
I don't know. I beg to differ. Because guys are very proud of their chicks when they're hot. And they like to, flaunt what they have.
Right. But, I mean, we have chicks here at the station. And Jerry today is, gawking at them. And, if I'm like a married dude, I don't want my wife. I don't want like Jerry Wachowski,
Dude, some of those chicks were so friggin' hot.
I know.
But isn't it our right to be hot and display our hotness on the one day that we're allowed to dress
like a total
whore?
Why can't they wear that stuff every day? That's what I want.
Wait a minute. Is that a pinup picture of Jerry laying half naked?
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that later.
What the hell is that? Your centerfold shot?
We'll talk about that later.
That's scary.
Jerry, you were not Shower Boy at the station.
Oh, God.
Did you see Shower Boy at the station?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I tried to keep my distance, though. There was a little bulge going at one point.
All right, Jerry.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's not just the chicks that dress slutty. Guys are man whores, too.
Yeah, well, I have to tell you something. It would have to take a lot of confidence to be Shower Boy. I couldn't do it.
Oh, I think you would be great.
Get the half
you could be Tom Likas as Shower Boy.
I have my costume. I do Likas every year, and that's what I do. All right, 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. That is our number. Let's go to San Fernando. This is Chris on Free FM. Hi, Chris. Happy Halloween. Go ahead.
Yeah, happy Halloween, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, so I was listening to the radio. It seems like you guys are talking about situations about girls going out on Halloween dressed pretty scantily. So I was listening again to the radio in the car, and I think the situation fits me pretty good, so I thought I'd call in.
All right, what is the deal? Is it your wife or your girlfriend?
No, it's my girlfriend. We've been living together for about a couple of years now. So,
what did she dress as?
She went dressed as a prostitute.
Wow, what do you wear as a prostitute?
Pretty much short mini skirt, some fishnet stockings, halter top, that kind of thing.
Now, you and your girlfriend work at the same place, or she went off to her office dressed like that?
No, she's out. She didn't go to the office like that. She's out tonight like that.
Is she down on Santa Monica Boulevard?
No, she's at a little private party thing.
Now, why aren't you with her?
Right. Now, they see that's weird. Now, you're not accompanying her in that outfit? She's out there for other, single dudes to check her out?
Yeah, pretty much. He wanted a girls' night out, so.
Oh no!
Yeah,
no,
but you've
got
to be waiting for her to come home in that outfit.
Yeah, Yeah, I can definitely say I've been. I probably won't be sleeping until.
Yeah, no. This is scandalous. This is exactly what that crystal girl was talking about.
Right, this is a problem, right?
I see this as a red flag.
Right, here's a guy in San Fernando.
Girls' night out on Halloween. If I'm dressed as a hooker, I want my boyfriend to be with me to protect me. I don't want it to be girls' night out so I can get dogpiled by a bunch of guys.
Yep, I'm pretty much kind of questioning what the hell I'm doing here on the phone with you guys in the first place.
Yeah, you're sitting here on the phone with us. You're home.
Right.
And
I think you should go to that private party. Do you know where it is?
Your chick is out there dressed as a hooker.
Right, pretty much. But, I guess it was a trust issue, so I figured, demonstrate a little bit of good faith and let her go.
I think that's kind of smart. It's a good test. You'll see. I'll be curious what time she comes home.
She just called before I called you guys, checking in, saying that she'd be home 12:30 at the latest.
She called you or you called her?
It was one of the parameters that we set for the whole going out thing tonight, that I'd let her go out, but she'd do me the courtesy of calling and checking in.
All right, now, let's throw it wide open, slamming Sammy Phillips here.
Yeah.
For this dude.
David Whitman.
Here is a guy who is home alone. By the way, you're not in a costume. I assume you're just home, sitting home, right?
Yeah, there's no costume for me. I'm kind of past those things.
All right. How long have you been going out with your girlfriend?
A couple of years.
Okay, she got dressed at... You live together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, she got dressed at home.
As a prostitute.
Right.
Now, when she first put on that outfit, did you say, hey, what are you?
Actually, we went to a party this last Saturday together, so I already saw the costume. She's wearing the same thing she wore before.
Oh, so it's a repeat. Okay.
Yeah, it's a repeat.
Now, did you hit it on Saturday night in that costume?
Nope. Did not.
And, okay, whoa. What's wrong with this? Why didn't you hit it on Saturday night in the costume?
We were out till real late, and we were both tired, and we got back, and then just never came up.
You two are not trying hard enough. No, I'm serious.
No, but you know what the issue is here,
Sam?
They're
not, like, making, moments
happen. Here's the issue. And I want to talk to other guys about this at 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. This guy is admitting, basically, Chris is admitting himself, that you think you've lost control. When she told you, I'm going to go to this Halloween party on Halloween night, and it's just for girls, and you can't come with me, and she leaves the house in the prostitute outfit, probably looking hotter than...
90% of the other chicks. And
Or looking hotter than she does 99% of the time, right?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely looking hot, and the girl is smoking hot, I will admit. But, at the same time, it's like I feel like she's got a point that I got to trust her. And it's an issue that,
Now, do you do the same thing, Chris? Do you turn around and say, hey, it's guys' night out and, I'm going to go do my thing with my boys?
No, not really.
The problem is this guy is in a relationship. He wasn't allowed to go out with this with his chick. And she's in that outfit. And she forbid you to join her, correct? That to me is odd. She said to him, no, you can't come with me.
See, that's why I'm saying there is an issue. I would half suspect what she's doing, even though she's checking in.
Yeah.
That's a good cover.
Because I can understand if guys have an understanding, like you said, Chris, there's an understanding
You go out, blah, blah, blah.
Right. If you have an understanding that your girlfriend or your wife is dressing up as a French maid or a prostitute tonight, and she's going out, to God knows where, she's on
Some
Santa Monica.
Private
blah,
party.
Yeah. Who the hell really knows where she is dressed like that? As a guy, don't you kind of have a right to insist that you go with her?
I'll at least put a GPS tracker on her.
Yeah, seriously. I understand she's calling in at 12:30, or she's coming home at 12:30, and she's calling in, Chris, but...
I think she's just doing that to appease you because you would really freak out and not let her do it and be more pissed off.
Yeah, pretty much. I think she's pretty much doing it to try to, make me feel a little better about the situation, but... at the same time, it's kind of a conundrum, It's like if you don't let him go out, then you're overbearing and controlling, and you're that guy. But so it's like you kind of do the opposite to try to overcompensate for it, and hopefully things work out and trust is earned. But you kind of balance that with
man.
I hope it works out, Chris.
All right, dude. Thank you for the phone call. Let's talk about Chris in San Fernando at 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. If your girlfriend or your wife is in a really hot costume tonight, looking like a real whore, And I don't mean that in a negative way, because that's the costume.
It's the most positive of things to be called.
Right. If you asked her what she's dressed as, she would say, oh, I'm a whore tonight.
Right.
I'm dressing as a whore. Is that an odd situation where she doesn't let him come to the costume party with her? And have you lost control of
your... Hello, red flag, red flag, red flag.
Have you lost control of your wife or your girlfriend if she's, you know, at some party...
Dressed as a prostitute forbidding you to come.
Or if your chick is going to the office... Dressed as a whore, you know, for all the single guys at the office to, you know, paw on her.
No, they're not pawing on her. They're just oogling her.
All right. It's Conway and Whitman, 520-9710. Tim Conway Jr. out tonight. Sam Phillips filling in on 97.1 Free FM. Happy Halloween. It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Conway's out tonight. Sam Phillips is filling in. We just talked to Chris in San Fernando, who his girlfriend is one of these chicks who dresses up in the whore costumes on Halloween.
She's a prostitute.
That's her costume.
Yes.
And she went to a party dressed like that.
Tonight.
And said to him, oh, no, this is just a girl's thing.
Girl's night out.
Yeah, you can't come to this party.
Forbade him to.
Yeah, Halloween night, so he's sitting at home.
Listening to you.
And you.
And me.
And his girlfriend is literally dressed as a whore. I mean, that is her costume.
A mini skirt, like thigh highs, you know, the whole, you know, hooker outfit.
And he said, well, we have an understanding that she's going to call in and check in.
And she has already.
Right, and says she's going to be home at 12:30, no later than 12:30.
Right.
Something wrong with that? David in Torrance is on Free FM. Hi, David.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Something wrong with that call?
Oh, yeah. Chris needs to realize that his girl is out with some guy tonight or at a party where she's already hooked up with a guy, or there's guys at the party and she's planning on hooking up.
Or she's just wanting a little attention from a bunch of other guys other than Chris.
No, she wants more than attention. I've been there. I've been the other guy.
Oh.
And you know, of some girl that was out on Halloween night and... she was engaged, and I was the fling.
And what was she dressed as? Might I ask what her costume was?
I don't remember. I don't remember. I'm just telling. Chris needs to find out. He needs to grow a set. Go find out what's going on with his girlfriend because it's not.
You's a bitch, and I'm ain't. Well, the problem is that he wasn't invited to the party.
Yeah, this is like a holiday, and you spend holidays with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, your significant other.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, then he needs to go out himself because he's sitting at home waiting around, you know, and she's
Yeah, he
there.
Should have done a guy's night tonight and dressed as a man whore.
Yeah, whatever.
Gotten her back.
All right, David, I thank you for the call. Let's go to Steve in Glendale on Free FM. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Hi. So the situation is she dresses up in the prostitute's outfit and says to Chris, you know, I'm going out with my girlfriends. This is not something you're not coming. You know, Saturday night, apparently they went to a Halloween party. But tonight she goes out by herself dressed in that outfit. And, you know, you see chicks all day today dressed up like that. What do you make of it?
You know, I hate to say this. You know, I feel bad for the guy, but she's cheating on him. No doubt about it.
Now, why do you go as far as saying she's cheating?
She's either cheating on him or, like the previous caller said, you know, she's looking for attention. In other words, she's looking to cheat on him, and so she's looking for attention, and he would, you know, distract that attention if she was with him or if he was with her.
Yeah, but couldn't she get, I mean, if it was really attention, I mean, couldn't a chick, like, get attention from other guys, even if they're with their boyfriend or their husband? I mean, they understand
no.
that. No, but well, other guys well, are still yeah, look. Other guys are still looking at her.
There's a difference of flirting, like out and out flirting, and you cannot properly flirt if your guy's with you.
Mm-mm. Yeah, girls have no problem getting attention, whether you know they're with their guy or not. You know, this guy was not allowed to come. That is a big warning sign. That's not even a red flag. That's like a really lame excuse for the fact that she's absolutely cheating on him.
Yeah, you know, I have a really sickening feeling.
Girls Night Out is, you know, a bunch of girls getting together and going to, like, you know, Chippendales or, you know, a wine bar to commiserate or talk about, you know, the relationships. It's not going to a social setting where there's men and women engaging socially.
Well, let me ask you this. Does the costume make a difference? I mean,
yes.
This guy's...
I don't believe so. I think it'd be wrong no matter what she was wearing, but the costume just kind of, you know...
Adds to it.
The costume advertises her intentions.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Think about it subconsciously. The costume is advertising her intention. She's putting herself out there. And I have a sickening feeling that come 12:30,
yes.
Chris and his girlfriend are going to be in a raging fight.
Over this show?
Oh, yeah, because he's going to say, you know, everybody in L.A. agreed that you're cheating on me or you're looking for attention from other guys.
Adam in Hollywood is on Free FM. Hi, Adam.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Happy Halloween. What's up?
You too. Well, I just want to say that if my girlfriend just like, well, I really enjoy it personally. I like it.
Is that what her is that her usual, her standby costume every year?
I mean, she does it for me at night all the time, and I really like it. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Well, yeah, well, that's at a problem
what about
again.
What about going in public, though? Like, displaying it in public?
That's the difference. I mean, especially with Chris from San Fernando, that's the difference. I mean, this guy is going, he's home, he's told he has to stay home. She's going out dressed like that. Now, if she was dressing like that, and it was exciting, and she just said, oh, come with me, you know, you get a costume, and, you know, you're my date, and we're boyfriend and girlfriend, that's totally different.
Right.
I mean, this is a guy who called us to tell us that he has an odd feeling inside, which
I
understand.
You're supposed to be a whore in the bedroom, not a whore in public.
Joe in Los Angeles is on Free FM. Hi, Joe.
Hello, Ty.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, that guy Chris is crazy. He's thinking his girl's not doing nothing out tonight, man. Let me tell you that. I get out at 11 tonight. I got an hour and a half to bang her. Then she could go home.
All right. Very good.
See,
now, that's not. This guy Chris is a nice guy.
Don't take shots at Chris.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Don't go after his chick. Because you know, you'd never tell her apart from the other 700,000 dressed up as prostitutes chicks out there.
Right.
I mean, seriously. Everybody's in the same outfit.
Would be impossible in the next 2 hours to locate her.
Yeah.
Dave in Hollywood is on Free FM. Hi, Dave.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. What do you make of Chris in San Fernando and that situation?
Well, he's in trouble because here's the telltale sign. He didn't get any Saturday night.
Exactly.
She was saving it for tonight for the whatever guy she's out with tonight.
We don't know if she's out with a guy, but she could potentially hook up with a guy.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's a very good point, and I'm sure, Dave, you appreciate my probing questions. I did ask that important question if he hit it on Saturday night.
Sure.
Yeah, well, you know, I ask, hey, look, I get in there and ask those tough questions.
Yeah.
So
someone's got to do it.
He's not going to hit it tonight either. And that's if he hit it Saturday night, then he should feel good about tonight because he's going to hit it again. But I guarantee you tonight she'll get back. She'll be tired.
Yeah, it'll be the old tired routine again.
So there's another guy. I mean, there's another guy. Question. She's wearing that outfit to have sex. Somebody's getting it.
That's really ballsy, I got to say, because if she's got to be home by 12:30, men can smell other men on their chicks. I'm sorry. Women can smell other women on their men. So she'd be really bold to go and have sex and then go back to Chris.
That she could say it's just part of her costume.
Right, it's all part of the theme, right?
Come on, the smell is not part of the costume.
It's all part of Halloween night.
She's into method.
Randy in Hacienda Heights is on Free FM. Hi, Randy, go ahead.
Hey, Whitman, how you doing? You're a big stud.
Oh, you're a huge stud.
You too, Sammy.
Oh, I was going to say, what about me?
Listen, this girl had this whole thing planned out. What happened is she has hooked up with somebody at work. This is her perfect excuse. She gets a chance to dress up like she really wants to be, and she's going to go to a party. And let's face it, on Halloween night, who has parties just with the girls only? I mean, it's always like a couples thing or something like that. It's never one of these things with the girls' night out. So what's happening is she chose not to take her husband.
Boyfriend.
She chose to take this guy that she's interested in at work, and this is her chance to cash in on tonight.
See, I think she went out with a bunch of girls to maybe flirt with a particular guy. I do. Because if she was going to do a girls' night, she should have done the girls' night Saturday and taken her man out on Halloween with her.
The way I'm looking at it, I'm thinking is that she got invited to a party, and she's getting interested in some guy in her life that's come into her life recently, probably at work or something like that, and this is the chance to kind of dress up and show, you know, go out and party with him because it's an excuse It's an event to get away from the boyfriend, and this is the excuse. Hey, it's a girl's night out. It's Halloween, and I'm dressing like this. And,
right. It's all very sexual, but she can just put it off on it's Halloween. That's, you know. You
it's
know,
the one day of the year that we all can dress like a prostitute
exactly,
and get away with it.
Exactly, and that's what she's doing, and she's out there doing it, and that guy is, I hate to say it, I mean, he's blinded if he's not seeing it that way.
All right, Randy. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. 520-9710-888-520-9710.
I want to go kill myself, dude.
No, don't do that.
I feel terrible.
At least we got one more segment.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I feel really bad for Chris. Chris, listen, we're just saying it because we care about you, buddy.
Yeah. And, we want to smoke this chick out if this is indeed what's going on. Chris called us and said that his girlfriend is dressing in one of those whore outfits. Guys, you know the outfit. You know, chicks dress like a prostitute.
Like prostitutes.
Right.
A hooker.
And she said to Chris, it's girls' night out tonight, Halloween night. So she's out there, and he's sitting in San Fernando, and he says that she's calling. She's checking in on the phone.
And she'll be home at 12:30.
No later than 12:30.
I guarantee you that time will slide about an hour and a half.
So it's like about 2 o'clock.
Well, when, you know, bars close and, oh, yeah, well, still the street will be. Oh, no, she's in the valley or she's at some undisclosed private party.
Right. So you would say 2 o'clock is a more realistic time?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, God, yeah. 2 to 3.
All right. It's 97.1 Free FM. It's Conway and Whitman. We are live on 97.1 Free FM. Conway's out tonight. Sam Phillips filling in.
Oh, big buddy.
All right, man. Chris in San Fernando called us, so we were talking about chicks who dress up, you know.
As prostitutes.
Right, on Halloween. And he said that his girlfriend was out in that costume tonight. He's home. Not in a costume, by the way, just sitting in front of the radio.
She's out with a bunch of girls, supposedly.
Right, she said it's girls' night out.
And she's at some private house party.
Right, and she's in that costume.
And they went out Saturday in the same outfit. She was in the same outfit. And when they got home, they did not have sex.
Yes, repeat, did not.
Did not have sex Saturday night. And then she went out in the same said outfit today, dressed as a prostitute with her girlfriends. And forbade him to go.
Right, he couldn't go to the party.
Yeah, forbade him.
Lorraine is in Temecula. Is that how you say it, Lorraine?
Yes, Lorraine.
Hi, how are you? Happy Halloween.
I'm doing great. Happy Halloween to y'all over there.
Oh, cute.
Well, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, okay, I'm not saying that I don't think she's messing around, but I'm trying to think, okay, if she's going to a party and it's a private house party with all girls, first thing is, why would she dress like a prostitute for all girls?
Very good point.
That doesn't add up. Unless maybe she's not going after a guy. Maybe
she's a lesbian.
Oh, all right.
After.
Oh, well, the plot thickens there. So, all right. So maybe,
good point, Lorraine.
Maybe he has two things to worry about.
Yes, she could be a lesbian.
The other thing is, who has a party on Halloween for all girls? Unless maybe it is an all-girl little sex pot party.
See, I don't think the party's an all-girl party, but she was going out, Lorraine, just with the girls. It was a girls' night out. You know when we have girls' night out, you go out with a couple of your girlfriends, you go to a restaurant, you have some drinks, you talk about your relationship.
Right, and the
but
guys
not on Halloween dressed as a prostitute.
Right, that's the difference.
Yeah.
And I think, actually, as I said earlier, the costume itself makes a difference. If she was dressed as, the Easter Bunny, totally covered up.
I was going to say a rabbit. Yeah, how funny.
Well, I'm just thinking of something that's totally covered up.
Yeah.
It would actually be a little different, I think.
To me, it would be hugely different. I think she's advertising her wares with her outfit, and she's literally signaling what she intends on doing.
David is on Free FM. Happy Halloween, David.
Yes, yes. Right now, she's getting nailed to the wall, bottom line.
Keep it clean.
Oh, boy.
Jeez Louise.
All right. Let's try Gary in La Mirada, see if this goes a little smoother. Hi, Gary.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, dude. What's
right.
up?
Hey, nothing much. Yeah, I love your show, and I love dressing up for Halloween. It's a great idea, and I think everyone's right. I think that the girl, actually, she's living out like a fantasy, dressing up like a hooker or whatever. And actually, I wouldn't be surprised if she was actually doing a guy when she called her boyfriend to check in. Just to really kind of like
F with him.
Ultimate turn on, you know, the ultimate turn on.
Or the ultimate revenge.
Well, you know, it is odd. They do have the call-ins, which he said that she's making these periodical call-ins.
Yeah, she's making the effort, and they had ground rules before she went out. Because to her, she claimed there was a trust issue, that if Chris didn't trust her to behave herself dressed as a hooker just with girls tonight on Halloween, then there was a problem. And he didn't want to seem like the controlling type of guy.
Right, he actually
let her
said,
go.
He said that. He didn't want to be that guy who, yeah. who freaks out and is controlling and
yeah. and, tries- and dominating and yeah, tries to make her do what he wants to.
Let's try London in West Hollywood on Free FM. Hi.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, buddy.
Miss Phillips.
Mr. London. Hi.
How are you doing?
Pretty groovy. How are you?
Well.
Did we catch you eating?
I'm having a great Halloween evening here. Having some hors d'oeuvres. I'm about to go down to that West Hollywood freak show.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be good stuff. So what do you think about Chris in the San Fernando Valley and his girlfriend going out without him tonight dressed as a prostitute with the girls?
Right, first off, Chris, I think, might be on something like some type of antidepressant because he's lost his wood. And he should have been hitting that, you know, his girlfriend.
Right. Saturday night.
Right. Yeah. All right,
dude.
Yep. All right. The eating I can't take.
Pick an action, talking or eating.
Right. I mean, put the food down for 2 seconds.
Yeah, London. He was on hold for like an hour and a half.
520-9710, 888-520-9710. Conway and Whitman, happy Halloween from all of us at Free FM.
Happy Halloween.